Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the breakfast huddle. Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank, and Ryan Huang with you. This week, our spotlight on Singapore businesses. But before we get into it, Manisha, how are your sewing skills? I mean, what kind of reach are we talking about? Sewing a button, do more than a button? Okay, mine button, it stops at button.
Did I tell you about my mask disaster?
Oh, you tried to make your own mask.
After about 6 attempts, we finally gave up. And I even bought a new sewing machine for this endeavor. So how are my sewing skills in desperate need of creation? Not even updating. Are no sewing skills.
Let's be careful when we talk to our next guests, because when you visit the shop of our next guest, right, you'll see the very first sewing machine that was used for this tailoring outfit 85 years ago.
That's brilliant. CYC Tailor. It's actually one of Singapore's oldest tailors, and it was originally opened as CYC Shanghai Shirt Company. Actually, the founding father of Singapore was one of their regular customers.
Yeah, founding Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. Just a few months back, CYC was still producing sharply fitted men's shirts, but today they're registered as an essential service. They're churning out masks from the masses.
Talk about diversification, yeah. So the shift for them began in early March this year. The brand started researching and prototyping mask designs. See, they prototyped. That's what they did right, Manisha.
With dwindling orders and a team of 20 tailors and cutting staff, CYC was finding ways to keep their employees busy and, most importantly, keep their jobs.
Yeah. After all the hard work, CYC now offers Egyptian cotton masks made from both excess and brand new shirting fabric. And you know what? Let's find out more about how they've pivoted their business and the reception to their masks. On the line with us is Fong Lu Fen, Managing Director, CYC Tailor. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us, Ms. Fong. Clearly, both of us are not very good at sewing, so there's a lot to learn this morning. But you guys have garnered, over the years, a reputation for pioneering a combination of Western technology with Eastern craftsmanship. And, you know, that's why you have craft garments of superior quality. Could you tell us a little bit more about CYC Tailor?
Well, the business was started by my grandparents in 1935 in China, in Shanghai. And then they moved to Singapore in the 1930s. And the business grew in tandem with the Singapore economy until the 1980s, when, you know, we had 8 retail shops all over Singapore. But from the 1980s, with the recession, the first recession in Singapore, the business went downhill until 1992, when we were left with only 2 shops. When I took over the business in 1992, because the first generation had medical issues and my uncle who was running the business passed away and my dad was also in ill health, I had to refocus the business back to just tailoring and also started a business in a B2B offering corporate uniforms to companies like banks, hotels, and hospitals. So up to now, we have 2 retail shops, one in Capital Piazza and one in Fullerton Hotel. And besides doing corporate uniforms, now we're doing masks in order to survive.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about that and I'm really looking forward to asking you more about that. And I apologize that I am such a terrible mask maker myself. One of the things we'd been flagging was that the late Lee Kuan Yew was actually one of your regular customers over that beautiful historic period. Are there any stories that have been passed down about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was one period when business was also tough and we did a promotion in conjunction with the idea of bringing in heritage shirts that are owned by our long-standing customers. And we said that we would offer customers a free shirt for those who bring in shirts that are more than 30 years old, discounts for shirts that are less than like 20 years old. And then Mrs. Lee Kuan Yew brought 3 shirts that belonged to Mr. Lee Kuan Yew because she kept these shirts because they were meaningful, very meaningful for her, since one of the shirts was worn at one of the rallies in 1965. So this event was in 2005, if I remember correctly.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So that shirt was more than 30 years old, and she wanted to give it to us because we were, you know, collecting shirts that had history to it. And so that story was really one of the, you know, really touching story of what Mrs. Lee did for us.
Yeah, talk about a business that's, you know, entrenched in the history of Singapore. But you yourself, Lufan, you are the third generation to run the CYC family business. A little bit about the internal, you know, family business passing on to the next generation. The thing is, you're a trained accountant and you left your job at the American Embassy to take over the business. Did you always know that this was on you to take over?
Not really. because I was, well, I am the eldest granddaughter of the founder.
Yeah.
And initially, I was involved in the business when I was young. You mm-hmm. know, during those times when you're young, you always get roped into the business to help out.
Yeah.
But so I wanted some time away to learn something else as well. But when the crisis struck in 1992, I decided that I just had to come back and build the legacy rather than allowing it to fail at that time.
And when you got involved with the business, you had some really difficult decisions to make, didn't you? Because there was this factory at McPherson and there was a $7.2 million decline. You know, you had to sell it for, I think it was $7.2 million, wasn't it? This was after a decline in the business. People, did they try to persuade you not to do it, but you had to press ahead? What was the story?
Well, I had no choice because the business was really bad during that time. And we had a lot of outstanding loans. And that was one way to clear up the loans and also to restructure the business because there were other family members involved in the business. So, you know, I felt that in order for me to be able to do what I thought was right for the business, I had to restructure it. And that asset came in useful at that time.
Talk about restructuring and pivoting. Of course, in a while, we'll talk about how you guys are churning out masks now and how you are registered as an essential service. But before getting into that, you know, given your years of experience with CYC, I mean, close to 30 years, I want to talk about the tailoring scene in Singapore. I mean, do you think it's evolved a lot over the years? You see a lot of bespoke tailors coming up, but nothing like going to the old school ones, you know, where you go in, you see an old man or an old lady cutting the shirt and making it and able to sort of anticipate what you need fitted on your body. What are your thoughts on the tailoring scene in Singapore?
I think that that idea has to change because the old school craftsmen have kind of become dinosaurs.
Oh,
don't say that.
We all grow old and we all have to move on. And young people come up and, you know, young people don't want to be stuck behind doing craftsmanship. So that results in people outsourcing the production. That's how the scene is now. The young people learn the front end of the business.
Right.
And I think that's fine because there's always a front end and a back end of the business.
Okay.
You can't be good at both front and back.
Mm. Yeah, this is true.
Ah, okay.
But there we all were, moving along. 2020 started and then the COVID-19 outbreak came along. So whether it's front end or back end of the business, COVID-19's affected everything, hasn't it? And in terms of the comparison of what you've seen over the decades with what we've been seeing in the last 6 months, how would you describe it?
Well, I think this is the worst storm that we have ever gone into. It's nothing been like that. And everybody's been saying it's unprecedented. And that's true. So business has not been that bad as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Before the CB, business was already bad, especially after the DOSCON orange pronouncement.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was afraid to go shopping. After the CB, it was a little bit of recovery. But now is the time when we are all feeling the strain because there's the worry about safety, there's a worry about jobs, and there are also no tourists. So how are retail shops going to survive?
But for you guys, you know, making these masks, it's definitely not fair to say whether, you know, selling masks is going to save the business, but does it even help much?
Well, we were very blessed in that when we first came up with this idea of selling reusable masks, we thought that it wouldn't move because everybody had, you know, was not wearing masks at that time in March.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we launched the masks, Prime Minister announced circuit breaker, and it so happened that he said that everyone had to wear reusable masks. that helped at that point in time. But there's always competition, and now the competition for reusable masks very great as well. So it's not like something that can save the business. It has brought in a steady stream of revenue that we all need to survive. But I don't know how long we can depend on that.
Yeah, for sure. Now, look, Elliot was teasing me earlier that I didn't bother with prototypes before I chose to make masks at home, which ended up being a complete disaster. And, you know, buying out is better for people like me. Can you tell us a little bit about what you put into making these masks, how you research the fabric? Because these are things we're pretty much having to wear almost all day in some cases. And, you know, these sorts of what fabric you choose, for example, is really important.
Oh, yeah, I think fabrics is very important. Like, we use good quality Egyptian cotton. And another fabric that we use a lot is the Liberty Print cotton. Are you aware what is Liberty Print?
No,
I mean, Liberty of London.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so we buy fabrics from Liberty of London, and they have beautiful prints, and the fabric that they use is very nice and soft as well. So we use that, and we fuse it with interfacing because it's soft. It gives it that a little bit of body. And we also do our mask with a pocket so you can insert a filter, which we provide together with our mask. The size of the mask is also very important. So we have for ladies and for men and for kids. And on top of that, we have also solution, an antimicrobial solution that we have researched and that we are marketing. And this helps to provide that antimicrobial coating onto the fabric, which gives you added protection as well.
Yeah, there's a lot. I'm at the website right now. You can get that antimicrobial coating spray. You could get the mask filter. There's even a gift pack that you can buy. You know, anything between $20 to $30. There's a marriage series for people getting married who need to wear stylish masks. Just head over to store.cyctaylor.com. You can check out all their collections there. We have been speaking to Fong Lu Fen, Managing Director of CYC Taylor. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.